Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, I'm Jeff Motes. We're at 61 at KFOR. It's 11:03. A 24-year-old man is dead after his SUV collided with a Mack truck Wednesday morning at 70th and Cornhusker. Lincoln Police Officer Luke Bonkowicz today says that David McLean was pronounced dead at the scene, while his passenger, 44-year-old Christy Jones, is in critical condition.
We do not suspect drugs or alcohol are a factor, but again, the investigation is ongoing.
The driver of the truck suffered pain to his left elbow, neck, and back. According to Bonkowicz, McLean was driving a southbound SUV on 70th approaching a red light, while the Mack truck was westbound, had the green light. Witnesses say that McLean ran the red light and pulled out in front of the truck. Lawmakers failed to pass one of the nation's most conservative medical marijuana policies instead of setting up a fast-moving citizen-led petition initiative. Lincoln Senator Anna Wishart.
When we get the signatures and this goes to the ballot, and it's certified again like it was by the Secretary of State, this will be voted in overwhelmingly by Nebraskans. And then let me tell you what happens. It will be self-affecting in 30 days, and marijuana will be legal in December for medical purposes, period. This is the last chance.
Supporters of the bill fell two votes shy of the 33 they needed to break a filibuster and force lawmakers to vote on it. A new casino about to be built in Southwest Lincoln has not come along easily. The co-sponsors, Ho-Chunk Incorporated and the Nebraska Horsemen's Association, have been gathering signatures and campaigning for nearly 6 years. Ho-Chunk CEO Lance Morgan says they've also had to fight misleading publicity about the Winnebago Indian Tribe's ownership of Ho-Chunk.
You know, just so you know, these casinos we're building are not on the reservation. The fact that we're an Indian tribe is really just sort of coincidental or interesting, I suppose. But this will be 100% under the state of Nebraska laws.
Morgan told members of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce Wednesday that he was shocked to get nearly 70% of the vote to approve casinos. Sunny day today and a high of 70. We're at 61 now. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR News.